Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Kayla Miller, the Fulton County 4-H Youth Development Extension Educator. I wear a lot of different hats in my job. You've heard me talk with my 4-H Camp Palmer hat. You've heard me talk most with my 4-H Educator hat. I've even put in a few programs with my Youth Development hat. But today, I'd like to speak to you with a different hat that you've not likely heard me speak with before, my Livestock Sale Committee hat. If it were a physical hat, I would imagine it would be one of those chickens with the legs dangling down beside my ears. So with that mental image, where to begin? First of all, the Fulton County Junior Fair Livestock Sale happens on two occasions. Wednesday night, September 4th, is a small animal sale, and Thursday, September 5th, starting at 9 a.m., is the large animal sale. The sale order, or order of species the animals are sold, is rotated each year by one species, so not one gets any preferential treatment over the others. Any individual, business, or organization is allowed to purchase at the livestock sale. If you haven't purchased animals in the last 2 years, you can obtain a bid number at the sale trailer, which is a literal house trailer set up between the sale arena and the goat barn at the Fulton County Fairgrounds. It has a white porch and steps leading up to it. If you have purchased in the past 2 years, your bid number should have already been mailed out to you from my office, the Extension office. Now, when I say purchased animals, the common perception is that a bidder is actually purchasing that animal in the ring, eventually its meat. But actually, the Fulton County Fair is a buyer contribution sale, which means the final price the auctioneer declares is sold goes directly to the Junior Fair youth, less commission and promotions. The youth then receives market support price on top of that donation, meaning they get the meat value of their animal from the packer in addition to the buyer contribution. If you are looking to fill your freezer with locally raised meat, then you can complete a custom kill sheet, which are available at the sale trailer, and you must win the bid for that desired animal. If you hear someone shout out custom after the auctioneer declares sold to that particular person, they intend to pick up that meat at the slaughterhouse of their choice. There are 5 options in our area, which are all listed in the fair book and on the form. The Fulton County Fair is a terminal show and sale, meaning all market animals that enter the Fulton County Fairgrounds for Junior Fair exhibition go to slaughter. No animals participating in the market shows or livestock sales will leave the fairgrounds with the exhibitor, unless there's specific direction from the fair board to do so. Having a terminal show is a bitter pill for many fair exhibitors to swallow, but it's primarily in place to help keep contagious diseases away, which has been very effective thus far. The Livestock Sale Committee takes an 8.5% cut of the donation to each youth, which helps maintain the Junior Fair livestock facilities. This ranges from show arenas to the barns, the pens, weigh scales, and more. Some of the most recent money was used to help renovate the sheep barn, which now has a new wash rack and some nice metal pens. These pens are so much easier than the older wood pens. They're easier to clean before, during, and after fair, and they allow for more breathing room for the sheep and goats. The small animal sale begins at 6 p.m. Wednesday evening, and this year's sale order is goats, chickens, turkeys, the horse item, and finally rabbits. Of all sale animals, we usually have the most head of rabbits to sell, which tugs on my heartstrings the most. Market rabbits are a great first-year project. You'll frequently see Junior Fair youth enter the sale ring with a tear-stained face and red puffy eyes as they realize while standing in line just what is going to happen to their summer pet. It's totally heart-wrenching and is probably the worst day of my job every year, but it really is a great life lesson to help youth understand exactly where their food is coming from and how much care and work goes into raising every single animal. The average donation price for a small animal was $313 last year. There's also a breakdown by species. I'll save you the details, but basically, the argument is that 4-H'ers stand to turn the most profit per market animal if they take a market rabbit or a market chicken project. The large animal sale on Thursday, September 5th sale order is steers, followed by feeder calves, then the gallon of milk, hogs, and sheep. Last year's average of large animals was $573. The gallon of milk is an interesting item not many people know about or fully understand. It's not a real gallon of milk, although it did originally start that way. It's a donation that is split evenly among all the dairy exhibitors. Last year, this item collectively raised over $14,000, with the primary buyer being the Fulton County Dairy Association. Each exhibitor made well over $500. The horse item is similar collective donation, but that donation goes directly to the 4-H Horse Council, which then in turn directly benefits the horse 4-H youth. If you're sitting there thinking, there's no way I'm going to drop $500 on one animal at the livestock sale, that's okay too. We have lots of options for smaller scale donations. These are called add-ons and are becoming increasingly popular. You don't have to be physically present at the sale to make an add-on. Add-ons are a small dollar amount with no minimum that are added to as many or as few Junior Fair livestock sale exhibitors as you wish. You provide the livestock sale trailer or the Livestock Sale Committee F&M bank representative with a whole list of names to add money onto. There is an add-on form available at the sale trailer, or you can call my extension office at 419-337-9210 to obtain one in advance. All add-ons and payments must be received by the F&M bank representative the Thursday following large animal sale day. So why would you or your business want to participate in the Junior Fair Livestock Sale? There's a couple of reasons that I can think of. First, you can view it as marketing. Your name is announced at the sale, the name flashes across the thank you buyers screen, it's added to the print advertisement in the expositor, thank you buyers, and your name could be included on the Fulton County Fair website, or if you're a really big buyer, on their rolling marquee out front. Sometimes exhibitors will also put thank you buyer signs near their livestock animals pen the following year as well. The second major reason I can think of is you or your business might want to thank your business patrons or to thank your employees. The final sale catalog isn't available until Tuesday of fair, but a pre-catalog is already posted online where you can find all the Junior Fair youth who are participating in the livestock sale. Parent guardian names and location, as self-identified in their Blue Ribbon Online Fair entry, are also included on the list. To find this pre-sale catalog, go to fulton.osu.edu, look under 4-H Youth Development, and Junior Fair Forms. The pre-catalog will be about halfway down the page. The third and potentially most persuasive reason that you or your business might want to participate in the livestock sale is to promote and support workforce development in our county. You are investing in the future workforce. Perhaps you're attempting to persuade an older youth to join your company once he or she graduates. The skills gained through completing a Junior Fair livestock project are extremely comparable to those skills you most desire to see in the up-and-coming workforce, including meticulous record-keeping, maintaining a budget, taking on responsibility, and taking pride in one's own work. Our office's Facebook page has been trending this month as we invite you to play games with us as we get ready for the Fulton County Fair. If you haven't had the chance yet, head over to the Ohio State University Extension Fulton County Facebook page and like and follow it. So far, we've given away 2 free fair passes, 10 Breakfast on the Farm t-shirts, and we aren't even close to being done yet. You can still join in on the fun with our post-fair picture contest, which begins the Sunday of fair, where you're supposed to take a picture of yourself or anyone at the Fulton County Fair wearing their Kelly Green Breakfast on the Farm volunteer t-shirt and comment it on the original Sunday post before 9 p.m. We're having a similar competition on Tuesday with fair animal selfies, and then again on Thursday, the last day of fair, with your favorite 2019 fair memory. Finally, I just wanted to say Melissa and I are extremely excited for the opportunity to provide you with live Fulton County Fair coverage on 96.1 this year. We hope Mel Krill will be able to join us and ride along with us as well. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Kayla Miller. You're listening to 96.1 WMTR, and I'll see you at the Fulton County Fair.